It usually takes an extraordinary set of circumstances to shake Russians out of their apathy. Something big, something scary. Something like the blatant rigging of parliamentary elections in 2011, or the cold-blooded murder of Kremlin critic Boris Nemtsov in 2015. So when this latest wave of protests began, it caught the authorities by surprise. After all, local elections are rarely a big deal in Russia. But last month, when Moscow's Electoral Commission banned a whole group of opposition candidates from standing in the upcoming city council elections, something snapped. For 5 weekends in a row, thousands of people have come out onto the streets of Moscow in an unprecedented display of dissent. The official response, though, has been predictable. Hundreds of peaceful protesters violently detained, most of the opposition candidates arrested, state media propaganda set to maximum.
Западные государства пытаются влиять на российские выборы в своих интересах.
Центр Москвы накануне прошел несанкционированный митинг.
В общем, как теперь ясно, таким путем пошли не все кандидаты. Некоторые предпочли...
The protesters are being sponsored by the West, Russian TV claims. They wanted to disrupt the work of electoral officials, and worst of all, they wanted to stage mass riots and storm government buildings.
Никаких массовых беспорядков, которые должны сопровождаться в соответствии с квалификацией по уголовному кодексу поджогами, уничтожением имущества, не было. Об этом.
Lyubov Sobol, a lawyer and anti-corruption activist, is one of the few opposition candidates still at large, even though she was fined almost 1 million rubles for taking part in the protests. There were no mass riots, she says. This is just another lie being told by state propagandists as they try to discourage people from expressing their anger.
Сейчас проявился на выборах серьезнейший политический кризис.
The Moscow city government must recognize that they have a genuine political crisis on their hands, she says, and that the opposition candidates have considerable support amongst Muscovites.
Со стороны общества.
Что касается самих вот этих событий, то граждане имеют право на...
That's not something that the Kremlin is willing to put to the test, though. It knows that letting these candidates run, even for such a relatively insignificant body as the Moscow legislature, would mean acknowledging their existence. And that's just something it can't do. There's a reason that President Vladimir Putin never mentions his critics by name. On Monday, as Putin visited French President Emmanuel Macron, he made his first comments on the protests. His message was unequivocal. He would never countenance Paris-type unrest in the Russian capital.
Мы бы не хотели, чтобы подобные события происходили в российской столице. И будем делать все для того, чтобы...
Meanwhile, the demonstrations have taken on a wider context. Last weekend, most slogans were not about the elections, but about police brutality and the state-backed persecution of political activists.
Hey, Moscow!
In another twist, a handful of popular musicians with huge followings amongst the young Russians have also joined the movement in what is surely a worrying sign for the Kremlin. But will any of this make the authorities reconsider and allow at least some of the opposition candidates on the ballot? At the moment, it doesn't look like it. But with the Russian economy in decline and Putin's support ratings sliding, the Kremlin will have to make concessions. For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Alexei Korolev.
Не считайте меня по улицам.